Chester County resident Anel Medina wanted to be a nurse since she was a teenager. But there was a problem. Her mom brought her to the country illegally when she was 5 years old.
I got all my prereqs out of the way. So I was basically just waiting for something to happen.
That something turned out to be Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, allowing Medina to legally pursue nursing. As the Trump administration moves to end that program, WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that healthcare providers are rallying behind the 20,000 DACA recipients like Medina working in that field.
Sister Carol Keehan heads up the Catholic Health Association of the United States. Along with 15 hospital CEOs, she wrote a concerned letter to President Trump after he decided to end DACA.
It is throwing some of the finest talent in our country out of our country for something that they had absolutely no ability to control.
The American Medical Association, which represents doctors in the U.S., also raised concerns, saying a permanent DACA program would help offset a growing shortage of physicians. Filling these positions is even harder in rural areas. Elisa Jones runs a federally qualified health center in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
We're a little too far from some of the metropolitan areas, such as Philadelphia or Baltimore. So we're recruiting from a very local Chester County recruitment pool.
She says between 5 and 10 people on staff at the health center, called La Comunidad Hispana, have DACA. And that background helps them relate to other patients at the center, which serves low-income people and those without insurance in English and Spanish.
They bring a unique perspective. They bring a cultural competency for serving vulnerable populations that we otherwise would not have.
Anel Medina, the nurse, says that's exactly what drove her to where she is now, working the night shift in an oncology ward. She says growing up around undocumented mushroom pickers like her mom taught her the importance of good health care.
Seeing her and her peers get sick with a cold or back pain or even the yearly mammograms that women need to have, and always feeling like they weren't being reached.
She says she doesn't have a plan B if DACA runs out without a permanent replacement, but she hopes it will still involve giving back to the immigrant community where she grew up. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.